This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Javier on the stream here says, Tua's at the QB who's going to go out there and win you a game. Everything needs to be perfect for him to be successful. That shows he isn't the guy.
That's not accurate.
I don't know what you think about that, Omar. I think Tua can.
That's not accurate. Let me tell you why that's not accurate.
I'm going to say this, Omar. I think things need to be very good around him for him to be successful. Okay, I think his offensive line needs to be really good.
It wasn't in the Flores era.
Receivers need to be elite.
It wasn't in the Flores era.
Well, let's get one thing straight though, too, Omar. I know you're a big numbers guy, and Tua's the number guy, and all this stuff. He needs to win something of value at some point, right? For him to turn the corner to being, you know, elite, good, whatever name, you know, whatever label you want to put on it. He needs to win something of some value.
Okay.
Right?
What is
that? Not true.
What is that? Are we talking an AFC champion, AFC East?
You can start by beating the Bills in week three. I mean,
you can start by
beating the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be tougher this year, don't you?
Didn't he sweep the Patriots? Didn't Miami sweep
I'm talking
the
about now. I'm talking about right now with this team you have put together. Look, the Dolphins are what? It's a pick'em game? Going to Indy? Essentially, isn't that the line? I don't know if the line's changed.
I say Indy might be one point.
Yeah,
like
so it's
that.
A pick'em game, right? Mm-hmm. That shows you where they think the Dolphins are at.
I don't think anybody knows where the Dolphins are at.
Like New England are going to be pushover games. I don't think, you know, obviously the Bills are not going to be. The Jets, I don't think the Jets are going to be a pushover.
Well, let's remember last year, Tua did beat the LA Rams. So he did beat a team that was playoff. Now, at the time, they were 500, something like that. But to say that he hasn't beaten good teams, he has beaten some good teams.
I don't like the narrative that he can't beat good teams. I also don't like the narrative that he needs everything perfect around him.
You don't like it as like it needs to be erased, or you don't like it that it exists?
No,
it's a factual narrative.
It's not accurate. The beating good teams.
Another guy said the weather needs to be perfect. I mean, yeah. He struggles.
I'll give more validity to the weather.
Hey, by the way, most guys, like that game in Kansas City, most guys would struggle in that weather. The guys that don't are the big dogs, right? The Mahomes, the Allens, the Lamars, like those guys are built for that. And Tua obviously is not. But Indy minus one is so yeah. So it's a pick'em game, right? Essentially for the first one. And that shows you what they think of the Dolphins. That's Vegas telling you.
Here's my thought process. One on this whole Tua needs everything perfect to be around him. Tua's the type of efficient quarterback where if he gives you the lead and the defense is allowed to pin their ears back, pretty much the game is over. Now, he can get you with efficiency on third down, efficiency in the red zone. He can get you the lead if he has a running game. Now, to me, that's the
how key. Big of an if is that right now?
He could win you without a running game. He won.
No. How, I'm talking about the running game. How big of an if is it that we are going to have?
They can run the ball. They are better at running the ball, especially with power, especially behind the left side of the offensive line, than they've been in quite a while, probably since the Unicorns. What my issue is that right tackle spot is so leaky, and there is no Patrick Paul backup. There's nobody on the roster. Like, at this point, if Liam Eichenberg comes back, I'm playing him at left tackle, because he would be think about this. Think about who Liam Eichenberg is and the fact that he would be your best left tackle in your roster. That's how bad the situation is. You are literally just signing guys. You're signing the fourth offensive lineman off the street right now.
I mean, look, you have one of the most talented running backs in football in Devon Achane. And, you know, whatever you think of the fantasy rankings.
I think he's more talented.
ESPN has him as the 12th rated fantasy player overall. So, I know people aren't big into those ratings and all this stuff, but I think that stuff holds a little value.
How much does that? I don't know fantasy.
If he ends up as the 12th best fantasy player of the season. If Devon Achane is a top 10 fantasy, top 15 fantasy player, that means the Dolphins offense had a good season. That probably means that Tyreek was able to eat too, right? And someone earlier had asked, is Tyreek worth a second round fantasy pick? I think Tyreek will have a monster bounce back season. I truly do. Because I also think Tyreek is probably tired of hearing the crap. I think Tyreek is tired of hearing people question him. And has he lost a step? Is he motivated? Is he this? Is he that? I think Tyreek will have a big bounce back year for the Dolphins. Omar, you rolled your eyes at me. I can see you on the screen rolling your eyes at me. You don't agree that he's going to have a bounce back.
I don't agree. I think there's a ton of motivation for Tyreek. This is a contract year for him. He's not going to get $40 million from the Dolphins. So he knows this.
You mean $40 million like the top guys are getting?
His contract is 40. Top guys are not getting $40 million. Top guys are getting $30 million, by the way. His contract is, he's on the books for $40 million. He is not getting $40 million, no matter under any circumstance. So he is in a contract year. Could I see Tyreek traded at the deadline? Absolutely, especially if this season goes left, and especially if he continues to be a headache. He still has value, and honestly, I think the Dolphins are getting tired of his stuff. However,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And to be candid with you, the practice I think he injured himself at is a practice where I've seen him probably run the fastest ever. Like, I've never seen Tyreek that fast. He's put on a display that shows that he has improved on his speed, which is ridiculous to even think about. But when you're 30 years old, any injury takes longer to heal, and you're more susceptible to injuries. And right now, it's beginning to stack up for Tyreek. And I'm not saying that the oblique injury is a bad thing or a worrisome thing, but it's not a good thing. I remember Austin Jackson played with an oblique injury for the second half of last season, right when he got his contract because he was like, yeah, I'm playing with an oblique injury. And it's a challenge. And that's an offensive lineman. He doesn't have to do any running. Imagine having to run with an oblique injury. That's got to be painful and traumatic. And we saw what Tyreek played like last year when he was injured. To me, this is going to be a Jalen Waddle season.
That's interesting. I think Tyreek is going to have a big year, but I do see a scenario, like you said, where this thing gets off to a bad start or something like that. And no one is more likely to take a blowtorch to the locker room than that guy. I think we found that out, right? You're laughing. It's not really funny because you, by the way, would have to stand in there and take it. And you'd be an innocent bystander. But you're going to have to be in that locker room, man. Let me ask you this too, Omar, because you are in the locker room every day. Is there like a tension? Is there like a kind of a line you don't want to cross here with some of these guys? Like, does it feel like you're on thin ice? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, or is everyone loose? Is it cool? Is everything in the past? We're all good to go. Like, what is the vibe right now inside that locker room around this team?
I could honestly tell you, they know what people are saying about them.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not shy about calling them finesse and soft. Like,
yeah, you called them mentally weak on Twitter yesterday, along with the fan base. I'm not going to let you get away with that one.
No. I stand by every single word.
On the comments, I
mean, the season was over because you got bullied by. The season was over because you got bullied by a 15 win team in a joint practice. Season done yesterday, right? Day, you could testify to this, right? Season was over, right?
According to some people, yes.
According to some people, probably 60% of the fan base. That's a lot of people, like including that guy over there. Like season was done. You got bullied by a 15-win team that's a bully in the NFL.
Bullied
in a joint practice, and season's over, right?
I mean, because Amon-Ra St. Brown took you to school like he takes everybody to school.
He took the fourth cornerback on the roster, which I don't know why this guy was going against Amon-Ra all practice, but he beat up on the fourth cornerback on your roster, and season's done. Season's over. Why are we even playing a game? Let's tank for something.
Well, this segment is just about over here, Omar. This guy, my man, Wayne D. Good morning again, Wayne D. You're right. Yes, I'm the one that Tua hopes Tua gets hurt, so I can be right. You're right. That's exactly.
That is not true. There are a lot of people like that, but that is not you.
I enjoy that people, think what or hear what they want to hear. It's fine. At least he's listening. Maybe half listening because he's making stuff up. But,
that is not you. That is a large percentage of the fan base.
Wants him to.
A large percentage of the fan base wants Tua to get injured so they can say they were right. A large percentage of his fan base wants this team to lose.
I think fans want change, and I think that's
they don't
fair.
Care.
Yeah. I think
they
that's care. Very fair, but I don't think anyone realistically wants them to lose. I think what people don't
oh,
want.
Oh no, they want them to lose.
I'll tell you,
they want them to lose.
Apparently, I'm the leader of the hater crowd.
I hear them on. Twitter. The majority of people on Twitter want this team to lose.
They
so
don't.
That they can
want,
fire everybody.
No, they don't want to be an 8 or 9 win team or a 7 win team.
No, they want to lose.
They don't want to be stuck in mediocrity. Okay. I don't think there's any of these people that, all these, the angriest of the angry Dolphin fan if you said we're going to win 14 games this year and make a run to the conference championship game, like, I don't think anyone would say, no, no, realistic. I'd rather them lose.
No, but that's not realistic. But I can't tell you.
Maybe it's not.
I'm just telling you,
I think people would rather see them win than lose.
No. I'm telling you right now, they can win 10 games, maybe 11 if they stay healthy, which we all know that they're not going to do. They can win 10 games. Yes, be a first round exit in the playoffs. Do you want that, or do you want to lose and everybody be fired? I'm telling you right now, the majority of Dolphin fans want them to lose. And it's sickening. It's disappointing. It's disheartening. I deal with those players in the locker room. There are a lot of people putting in a lot of work to put together, make sure that they have the best season. There are a lot of people whose jobs are on the line, the whole organization's jobs on the line, and their own fan base want them to lose and suck. The majority of them.
Well, I have the Dolphins on the money line in week one, so I have that going. Dan, we got it. We'll get to this. We'll take a pause. Mike Flory is going to join us about a half an hour from now. He's been in on the Dolphins.
Flame roasting.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll come back. Mike Flory joins us about half an hour from now here on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.